You put your pride aside, sit down, let the young man that knows what he's doing, that established it, explain to us.
Right.
That's black people pride. I must look important, although I don't know what the F I'm talking about. I must be seen as the grand poobah. No, that's wrong. And that's what we see in some IUIC schools. Men have authority, but they don't have wisdom. They have no knowledge. They don't know how to build men. They don't have that spirit on. So why is he in that position? Now, I went to ChatGPT because we had a big assessment. Now, we went down to four or five things, what that we're going to look for and scrutinize. But put up, I send it to you, IT. It's a ChatGPT. Just put it up. I want you, now this is long. Kind of long, but I just want to show y'all. What the fuck happened? I don't know. I'll put it in there. I want to see what they say. I asked about assessing men. Read that for me, Yuri. Just what popped up. I thought it was interesting.
When assessing a man's character, integrity, family values, finances, and overall quality, you might consider the following traits and behaviors.
Now, you might ask, why you got finances? Because you know what I noticed in IUIC? Broke brothers always want to give financial guidance. Why don't you shut the hell up? If you don't know about money, you don't know about stocks, be quiet. There are brothers that know that stuff. Refer to them. No, I'm a captain of such and such. But you're broke. It's obvious you don't know what the hell you're doing. Stop giving bad advice. Or here's the next brother who dropped out of school, just got his GED. He telling the rest of them, you know, you don't need to go to school. Who's telling these guys they didn't got to go to school? They don't need education.
What?
A dummy with a position of authority. I'm captain of such and such. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I'm a big dummy. But I don't want you to know that. It's crazy. Read that, Yuri.
Number one, honesty. Observing how truthful he is in conversations and his actions. Number two, responsibility.
Y'all can chime if y'all want to tune in or say anything.
Number two, responsibility. Noting if he takes accountability for his decisions and obligations. Number three, respect. Seeing how he treats others, including friends, family, and service workers.
You know what? I had to laugh about that. You ever go out in public with certain sisters or a brother, and they're rude to the waiter? Bruh, dumb people don't know how to deal. They don't deal with men. There's a case, true story. We all at the table, we got French fries and something. This is a while ago. The brother counted every fry in his plate, looked over, why does he have five more fries than me? I want five more fries. You can't make this stuff up. Black people do black stupid things. And everyone at the table like, what the hell is going on here? They're gonna spit in our food. I know, I'd spit in your food if I'm the waiter. No way.
Hey.
All right, Yuri.
That's right.
Number four, communication. Evaluating how well he communicates, listens, and expresses himself.
Now, communication's a big thing. Evaluating how well he communicates, listens, and expresses himself. So that way you get the proper understanding of what's going on. Go ahead.
Number five, empathy. Looking at his ability to understand and share the feelings of others.
Remember the script says, gain the love of the congregation. Know who these people are. Go ahead. You ain't got to know everybody, but get a basic assessment because it's hard for one man to know everybody. Go ahead.
Number six, support. Noticing if he is willing to support friends and family in times of need.
Woo, that's a biggie. Go ahead.
Number seven, commitment. Assessing his ability to stick to promises and engage long term.
Come on.
Number eight, reliability. Observing if he follows through on commitments and plans.
You have the water thing we do, the water thing, or your fundraiser, he don't show up. Oh, I forgot I was sleeping. Go ahead.
Number nine, financial responsibility.
Uh-oh.
Evaluating how he manages his finances, including budgeting and saving.
That's a biggie. That is a biggie. Y'all might look at that and go, "Nah, that's not important." Yes, it is. When you're running a congregation, you're the heads of the school, that's a big one. Because if your finances is effed up, guess how the school's finances is going to be effed up, messed up, because you don't know what you're doing.
Hey, listen, on that last one, financial responsibilities, A lot of people in corporate America, you understand, you cannot get a job if you have poor credit. They will not hire you.
Exactly. Come on.
Number 10, work ethic. Noting his attitude towards work and his dedication to his job or project.
Right, God's work. How dedicated is he? Come on.
Number 11, values. Understanding his core beliefs and principles and how they align with yours.
Yours would be the scriptures. Go ahead.
Number 12, family relationships. Observing his interaction with family and his appreciation for them.
That's a big one. Family relationship, like it says in was it 1 Timothy 3:5? If a man know not how to guide his own house, how can he guide the church? Your family is a reflection of the church. How you deal at home is how you will deal in the congregation.
Right.
If you are evil, manipulative, vengeful, spiteful, you have that same attitude in the body of Christ. It will reflect. So that's very important. You look at, brother, what is your wife? My wife don't do nothing. Now you find out his wife, she's an unbeliever. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It could be a number of things. And now you got this guy telling that, oh, sisters, you should be like this. But meanwhile, back at the ranch, his wife is insane in the membrane. Wow. Go ahead.
Number 13, conflict resolution. Evaluating how he handles disagreements or conflicts.
Very important. Go ahead.
Number 14.
Oh, wait, go back to conflict resolution. Does he sweep it under the rug? You got some men in leadership, they don't like, what's the word? When you confront someone, they don't like confrontation. I remember this was a while ago when, oh, okay, y'all didn't have a school yet. You know your girl, yep, I ain't talking about your wife, yeah, you, came in with a tongue ring. And I'm sitting there, and she's talking, all I see, you brothers know, when a woman is talking to you, all you see is the thing in her mouth, your mind is all over the place. So I turned to Deke, why does she got this damn thing in her mouth? I want it out of her damn mouth. She's bringing the world up in here. He was hesitant, but he got it done. We got it done. You don't be afraid, brothers, don't be afraid of confrontation. Don't. Yes, of course.
When you read in the scriptures from the beginning of time, all the men that set order and structure, they were disliked. Remember that throughout the history. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the apostles, Paul, Samuel, Christ. If you are a man that's about structure and order, discipline in your household, you're going to be the least liked. They're going to run to mommy and whatever. But if you're a man of the truth, you don't care. Your job is to structure, order, and have them follow through with it. Same thing to body. So for the most part, I'm talking about us, we're not about conflict, but we ain't running from it. We're going to say the truth, like it or not, let the chips fall where it lay. And for you ladies, you fall in line or fall off, makes no difference. Men, your job is to raise up the 144,000. Do you understand that? And them, they'll follow in line. You understand it? All right.
Well, praise. Where we at, Yuri? Yuri?
We're reading it. Yes, sir.
Read.
Number 14, independence. Noticing if he can take care of himself and make decisions autonomously.
That's very important. Some of you, how many brothers in here are single? Raise your hand. Let me see. Single brothers. All right, you got about 10, maybe 15, single. We have to look. Is he able? Is he independent? Can he take care? And they'll be the first. I want to get married. How much money you got saved? Because you're going to have to get a larger place. You got that little studio. Oh, I ain't got no money. Then what the hell are you coming up here talking about you want to get married for? Huh? You want sex. Right, you want sex. Just say that. You don't want to get married. You don't want a wife. Because when you say wife, you say what? Children. Y'all don't think that? You men don't understand that? The two go, you know the two go together. Unless you marry some hoochie mama that had her tubes tied or whatever. The hell is this? But when you want a legitimate wife, you will get children. It will come. It will happen. That's what's going to happen. Now you make $5 an hour. How many of you live in your mama house? Raise your hand. One, Nobody want to raise their hand to that. See that? And I know daggone well some of y'all in your mama house. Now, if you live in your mama house, I would say that's... Deacon Isaac lived in his mama house for a long time. So when Deacon wanted to get married, I was like, you in your mama house? I said, how are you going to get married? This is a good story, though. He said, Bishop, I got over 40 grand saved. I said, let me see. If y'all tell me you got money, I said, I want to see if you're a liar or not. Oh, sure enough, he had a lot of money. I said, oh, shoot, let me shut my black lips. I said, you got it, bro. You do what you're going to do. But savings, he had a good sense of finances. So that's when we tell young men, I want to get married. One of the first things, you got a bank account, savings, checking, da-da-da-da. Now, I know, when I got married, I was dirt broke, poor. But the Most High healed me over time. I got around smarter brothers than me. And the Most High said, listen to him. Don't listen to that guy over there, though. Listen to him. Captain Shem know what I'm talking about. Do I want to tell his story? No. Maybe I'll leave Shem alone. You know Shem get violent sometimes. I'm going to leave him alone. I'm going to leave him alone. Yeah, we're getting there. Go ahead.
Number 15, generosity. Assessing his willingness to share time, resources, or help others.
Okay, here come.
Number 16.
Uh-oh.
Health consciousness. Looking at how he prioritizes his physical and mental well-being.
Woo! See, that's Shem. Shem, you want to speak on that? You can speak on that, Cap. That's your thing.
All praise to the Most High. In order to raise a nation, like what Deacon Abios spoke about before in his class, whatever department you're in, we have to be at optimal health. And you cannot hold women accountable unless the men fix ourselves first, because the sisters can see, well, you're going to tell us to work out and get in shape, but you got all these fat men, and they be 100% right. So we got to take the fat bullets out the fat gun, get to the green, and raise the nation of Israel.
Yeah.
Very important. Hey, Deacon Abel used to lose races to Deacon Malachi all the time. I don't think he could beat you now. You be going to the gym twice a day. I'm like, that's a bit overkill. He said, I have to win the race. I must win the race. But it's very important, very important. Where we at, Captain Yuri? Don't worry, I'm leaving you alone. Where we at?
Number 17, adaptability. Noting how he reacts to change and handles unexpected situations.
Oh, you know why that's heavy? With this restructuring, Deke, noting how he reacts to change and handles unexpected situations. Change. You could go from a captain of 100 to a 50 or a 20. Now, let's see. Are you in here for flattering titles? Or are you in here to teach the truth? You could be a soldier but have the mentality of a bishop and a deacon. Everybody understand that? There are cases like that. You just don't have the experience and longevity. Okay? Read on, Yuri.
Number 18. Values education, understanding his views on education and self-improvement.
We tell you, whatever job y'all got is fine, but there's always ways for improvement. Sure, you went to a high-paying six-figure job, you got to improve your skill set. Your education must be improved. We're not telling nobody, drop out of school, don't try to improve yourself, stay a bum. We're not doing that. You won't hear nobody up here saying that. Go ahead.
Hey, Bishop, yes, sir. I was saying earlier, Bishop always teaching about prepare. Prepare also mean go to school. We need lawyers, doctors, engineering, agriculture. We need farmers. Those are things that you prepare. Some of you need, if you have to go back to school, do it. But you need, that's part of preparation. Because we know it's coming. We know what's coming. So it's better if we have our own.
All praise. Yuri?
Number 19, social support. Looking at his friendships and social network. Quality relationships matter.
You know why that's important? What's that expression? She'll say, I'm not a hoe. But all her friends, so if you hang around five hoes, sister, you're going to be the sixth. Brothers hang around crackheads. I ain't a crackhead, but my friends are crackheads. You're going to be a crackhead. You are your social network. Remember months ago, I was telling the brothers, make sure your circle of brothers is sound. And it find you'll find cases like this. Brothers who are always disgruntled, they complain or murmur. Why do they always join to that brother right there? They don't want to talk to nobody else except him. Now you got to ask yourself, why are they drawn to him? What is in his spirit that attracts murmurers, gossipers, and complainers? And then you want to set that brother in authority? No, you a fool, bro. You stupid. You're just black. Where we at?
Number 20, integrity. Observing his actions in private, comparing them to his words, especially in difficult situations.
Difficult situations will make or break you. You have brothers who can quote. Find me the scripture. There's one that teaches others. I want that. This is it right here. Find me that. I can't remember where this is. Sirach somewhere. Ecclesiasticus. Find it for me. Where are we going?
Ecclesiasticus chapter 37 and verse 19.
Ecclesiasticus, Sirach chapter 37, verse 19. Pay attention.
There is one that is wise and teacheth many.
There's one that is wise and teaches many. Watch this.
And yet is unprofitable to himself.
You know why? Because when difficult situations come, he don't apply nothing. He don't apply nothing that he's been teaching. A hypocrite. That is called, you can put it on the screen. That is called a hypocrite. But you can only find that out when he or she is in a difficult situation. Whether it's covetousness, stealing, adultery, hatred, how is he or she going to deal with the situation? Okay, everybody understand that, right? Yuri?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you finished, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go back to Colossians. And we were in, read verse 5 again.
So yes, sir. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order.
Order is very important in the kingdom of heaven. Order is very important. Okay? Like, for example, in the wilderness, no one will be able to run up on Christ and say, hey, I want to talk to you. That's not order. Can you just run up on a president and talk, have a conversation? No. What makes you think you're going to run up on the Son of God, your creator? I want to talk to you. You better shut your black lips. There's going to be an angel to put his big black foot through your chest cavity. You come up out of order. There's going to be order. Read.
And the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
So walk ye in him. Go ahead.
Rooted.
Rooted.
And built up in him.
And built up in him.
Established in the faith.
Established in the faith.
As ye have been taught.
As ye have been taught.
Abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Abounding therein with thanksgiving. I want to deal with that as you've been taught. Give me that in Acts 8:31. Yes, that's good. Rooted in Christ. We must be rooted in Christ. In order to be rooted, you got to be studying. And if you're studying, you better be applying because you will be tested. I'm going to give an example. We read earlier today Leviticus 19:17 about love your neighbor as you love yourself, love your race. Here goes a situation. A brother is telling another brother, hey, do A, B, and C according to the scriptures. This brother gets mad and says, you know what? I'm leaving because he keeps pressuring me to do God's work. You simple as hell, bro. You are simple. Where we at, Yuri?
Acts chapter 8, verse 30.
Mm.
And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest what thou readest?
Do you understand what you're reading, the prophet Isaiah? Go ahead.
And he said, how can I except some man should guide me?
How can I except some man should guide me?
And
was that it, Yuri?
And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
2 Timothy 4:13. Show you about Paul. Watch what Paul says.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee.
Mm-hmm.
And the books.
And the books.
But especially the parchments.
The parchments are the writing papers that he wrote his epistles on. Why did he want, what books is he talking about? The books of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, bring those books. Why? Because I'm going to be writing a lot of letters. Paul was always studying, okay? Always studying. We do four chapters a day. Now, that's low level. But we got to start low level so we can get the big level, okay? But Paul was a man of study. He didn't stop. Read it again, verse 13.
The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchment.
But especially the writing papers. Give me Hebrews 13, 7 now.
Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God.
Who have taught you. Go ahead.
Whose faith follow.
Whose faith follow.
Considering the end of their conversation.
Consider the end of our conversation. We're leading us to New Jerusalem. That is soon to come. Consider the end of our conversation. Okay, let's go back, Yuri.
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith.
Hey, give me that precept. Jude, is it verse 20? That one.
Jude, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith.
That right there, building up. The key is yourselves. We could go over scriptures till we blew in the face, but it's up to you to build up yourself, to study and apply.
That's right.
Study, pray, apply. Study, pray, apply. That's upon every man and every woman. It's like going to the gym. Abiel, Deacon Abiel, go twice a day. But if he just sits there and eats a sandwich, he ain't building himself up. He gonna come back a Teletubby all over again. You gotta build yourself up. The weights are there, put them to use. Likewise with the word of God. Everybody got a Bible in the app. Everybody got a Bible. Study it, pray on it, and apply it. We can't do that for you. Yuri, one more again.
Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Jude verse 20. But be ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Okay, let's go back, Yuri. What verse we at in Colossians?
Verse 2. 7.
Yes.
Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith.
Be established in his faith. Go ahead.
As ye have been taught.
As ye have been taught. I want to pause on that a second because we were discussing something the other night. From the old school, Bishop Kanai, Bishop Yalsop, at the old school, some of the leadership went off. And because they went off, you know what the doctrine became after that? Well, they went off. So that means everything they taught was wrong. Throw it away. Let's go back to Christianity. Did King Solomon go off? Do we rip out the book of Proverbs and throw in the garbage?
No, sir.
Did King David go off? Do we rip out the book of Psalms? As in my Deacon Asaph voice. And throw it away? No. Shake that dumb black mentality. Men make mistakes. Men do fall. But when they were in their prime, they were teaching properly. Everybody understand that, right? You don't throw the baby away with the bathwater. Is that the expression? I said it right. Yes. I thought I was going to mess it up. Going back, Yuri, where we at?
Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
That's right. Come on.
Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
Now that verse right there. Give me Matthew 15. We're going to read 1 to 6, Yuri. Matthew 15, 1 to 6.
Matthew chapter 15 and verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees.
Scribes and Pharisees. Put it on the screen. Scribes and Pharisees. Go ahead.
Which were of Jerusalem. Saying, why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?
Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? Meaning there was oral traditions passed down. Go ahead.
For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
So they had traditions. You had to wash your hand from the tip of the finger up to your elbow before you would eat. Go ahead.
But he answered and said unto them.
Here's his answer.
Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God?
So why do you also transgress God's commandments?
By your tradition.
By your traditions. Go ahead. He's going to explain.
For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother.
So the commandment is, the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, that you may have long life upon the land which the Lord thy God gives. That's the fifth commandment. Go ahead.
And he that curseth father or mother.
And he that curses his father or mother.
Let him die the death.
Let him die the death. That's what the Savior said. That's what the Son of God was quoting. Go ahead.
But ye say.
But you say.
Whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm looking for some here. Give me a second. I'm not listening. I apologize. I'm just flipping. Give me, is it Deuteronomy 21? Find me the one where Christ was quoting that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Bear with me. Y'all just bear with me. My mind just went, boop, let's look for it.
Exodus 21, 17.
Is that it? Okay, let's get that.
Exodus chapter 21, verse 17. And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death.
That's where Christ was getting it from. You curse your father and mother, you shall surely be put to death. But I'm mad at my father and mother. I'm going to curse them. Okay, well, you're going to have a short life. Let's go back. Yuri, where were we at?
Verse 5. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me.
So the tradition was a child could, what's the word they use today when you emancipate yourself from your parents? You can emancipate yourself from your parents. You get to a certain age, I'm a gift to you, so I don't got to obey you no more. America has that same thing. You could be a 17, is it? 16? 16 and get away from your parents. Emancipation of your parents. Read that again, Yuri.
But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by.